I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to the Dribbler Hotline for another week. Last week's was a fucking absolute barn burner. When did your parents catch your parents fucking or beating off or grandparents or whatever at Al?
There were some good ones.
There were some good ones. This week it was just a bit more Dribbler Hotline generic version.
The P&O side saddle really got me.
P&O side saddle was fantastic.
And that image that dribbler did where it's side saddle on the side of P&O cruise ship, yeah, was just bellissimo.
Yeah, we might need to even clip that up if we haven't already and just put that in there. Shout out to the P&O side saddle dribbler though. That was my favourite.
100%.
Yeah, this week's a generic. This is a more of your home brand generic. But you know, like if you go to
black and gold, baby.
If you go to the chemist, it's like, do you want Panadol or you want the generic paracetamol, which is like 20% less?
Where it's maybe more like more, 50% less, and it's got the exact same ingredients.
Yes.
The ingredients in this example being dribblers. Yeah.
So this is just more of your generic store-bought off the shelf.
This is
paracetamol your dribbler hotline. 100%.
Your black and gold ice cream.
Yep.
There's no blue ribbon about this.
No.
There's no connoisseur about this.
Fuck no connoisseur.
This is just black and gold choc chip, baby.
This is the sort of grunt work drip. You know, this is where dribbler hotlines across the internet got started.
Correct. Off nut truckers.
Off nut truckers.
Blokes turning up and trucking their dribbler nut.
Yeah. So let's get into it, eh?
Let's do it.
G'day, boys. Tom, Eddie, Dior, Tobler, Hunters and Dribblers. Just listening to the DMP from this week, and you guys were on the topic of old bidets. And my first time venturing to Europe, I wasn't too sure what the fuck they were either. Someone just told me they're for washing your arsehole. And, I wasn't using them totally correctly. I was actually giving myself enemas, basically. In hindsight, I guess that's what they were. I was pressing the nozzle, if you will, so hard up against my anus that I would shoot water into my rectum. And, I guess I would flood my rectum and then push the shitty water out. And I thought that's just what you were doing, so I was doing that for months on end. And then, ended up telling someone about it. They said it wasn't quite right. Don't really know where the story is going, but I just wanted to share that with you, that I was giving myself enemas all over Europe. And thought of you boys.
Dude, that is insane. So he would have had to have been like properly jamming himself.
The enema dribbler. He would have had that nozzle up the door.
But like pushing so hard to get his ass into the toilet bowl to reach so it could properly kiss the nozzle.
I think it did more than kiss it.
Well, yeah, he swallowed it.
I think he was going all over Europe swallowing fucking nozzles.
Could you imagine the look, like walking there going,
what are you doing? Oh, just swallowing a nozzle?
Just giving myself an enema. It's Italian, dude.
Enemas have...
Never had one.
I've never had an enema, but I know people that have had them, and they swear by them.
They swear by them?
As in, like, if you... I don't get clogged up, really. So
I'm pretty fucking regular.
So I don't think I would need an enema.
I think it's kind of good just to wash them out. But if
you were getting clogged up regularly, right? Mm-hmm. Not enough fiber in the diet, maybe some issues there. I think enemas would be pretty life-changing.
Yeah, well, I think, like, if you've got a really stubborn turd up there that you need to sort of loosen the stool.
One that's just not playing ball.
Yeah, then I think an enema is probably a good call. I'd get one. I'd fucking probably need another colonoscopy if I'm being completely honest with the punter and the dribbler. Probably good to just get up there and have a little squiz, you know?
Yeah, why not?
It's like checking on a property you own, but it's like you're not just going to leave it there dilapidated.
No, you're going to go in, you're going to go for inspections.
Check it out, make sure that the fucking lawns are mowed and...
Yeah. Make sure everything's tip top.
Yeah.
Nothing's out of order. Everything is as it should be.
Bit of a light dusting.
Yeah. Go for that colonoscopy, Tom. You do that, buddy.
Thanks,
look after
mate.
Yourself.
But you
tell you what would be nice if you went for an enema first.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? I want to probably limit things in my asshole.
I'm just saying, you know, clean up the area.
I want to just
it's like cleaning up before the cleaner comes.
Well, we do that every fucking time as well. It's a nightmare. No, look, I think I'd... they knock you out, so I won't have to be awake and embarrassed.
Okay. Listen, just a thought.
Go
sit on a bidet.
I want to know from this guy, like, how long is he sitting on it? Like, how much is he letting it fill up? Well, how many litres can the average asshole take?
That's a Dior question. Based on his call, Tom, I think he was enjoying them.
Yeah.
I reckon he was on there for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, there's like the utility value of washing your asshole, and then there's staying for a holiday.
Yeah, and there's also the male G spot up the doot angle.
Yeah, I've never really found it, and I'm sure it feels great. I don't need it in my life, but I will admit this, that the Japanese bidets, I didn't hate it.
Oh, the male G spot.
Yeah, what is that? Is it the prostate?
Apparently, listen, I don't know, Tom, but obviously because I'm male, I hear whispers.
Yeah.
Whispers on the wind.
Yeah.
Whispers that like one touch and...
A good poking
leads to a quick complete. That's what I've heard on the vines. Now, if you've got it on good authority that is the case, let us know.
Yeah, and like where's the button?
Where is the button? Where is it in relation to the shelf?
Because I've found the shelf. Allegedly. How many litres can the average asshole hold, Dave?
Average, it's about 240 millilitres.
Okay, that's not much.
So just like a small Coke can.
Yeah. I would have thought more.
Yeah, it seems about right.
I would have thought, is that like an aeroplane Coke can?
You know those tall, skinny ones? That'd be about it.
So not the little throw-down
Not the
Coke
throwies.
Can.
The one in between a throw-in and your regulation 375.
Okay. That's I would have thought, honestly, that's less than I thought.
I thought you'd get a litre in there.
Yeah. I thought you'd be able to get a litre.
Like a litre of milk.
A litre's quite a lot, because I think the for it liquid, is. The density of a litre is like, and this is maths here. This is
okay,
bad
thank
maths.
You for getting this up.
Yeah, no worries. It's like, it's not a metre by metre, is it?
Look, seeing the finger in the asshole gives me a bit more perspective.
It does.
There's not a whole lot of room in there.
Yeah,
but is that shelf? Am I looking at the shelf a little bit further up? Like, to find the shelf, do you go beyond the G spot?
What are you showing us, Dave?
This is a diagram of a prostate.
Yes, yeah, that's a prostate. But is that the G spot?
What's this in relation to anything?
Well, that's where the G spot is.
Oh, so is that the G spot?
That's from all
the prostate
I've heard,
is the G spot.
That's all the reports I've heard.
I've had my prostate checked. Nothing good came of
so
that.
So when you get your prostate checked, you're basically been made to complete.
No, dude, I've had it. I didn't complete. Maybe so that's because someone
yeah,
walked
that's
in.
That's bullshit then.
It's in a different context. If a doctor's checking your penis and is, you know, doing a bit of work on it, are you going to get erect?
No, but what I mean is if the male G-spot is just a kill switch, basically.
That's what I've been led to believe, it's a kill switch.
I don't know if it's a kill switch. It's like maybe a...
Okay.
You know,
listen,
somewhere on the way.
I'm not gonna touch the diagram. I need boots on the ground answers here.
Do you need to get into an asshole?
No,
your own?
No. I need people that have been there, done that.
That hand seems too big.
It does. I reckon there's more to work with. Than
yeah,
that
I think you got a little bit more room. I don't think that's a cartoon as well. I think I need, and it's, I don't think I need like a real picture, which I don't want to look at.
No, we don't. Again, we need people that have been there, done that.
Yeah. Fingers on the ground.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we move on.
On we go.
Great dribble.
Really good stuff. Save that dribble.
Tom, Eddie, Dior, Tobler, one lung dribbler here. Basically, last night I had a dream. We were all mates. So we decided to go. So Tom and I decided to go and visit Eddie. He's working the Coles. And we get there, and Eddie said that he'll slip us some goods if we wait a few minutes. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Tom and I waiting in the health and beauty aisle, and then in comes Edward Simpson with a long fucking long tube of Smarties, and he puts them in like a fucking hip flask, and then he grabs a single Smartie, asks me to hold my hands out, and then he looks me in the eyes, really personal, and says, "Body of Christ." So I obviously I immediately reply with an amen, I put my hands together, and then I start praying.
Oh my God.
This leads me to ask, is Edward some form of fucking like Jesus Christ or something? I just don't get what this means.
Oh my God.
Well, boys, have a good one.
I have no idea what that means.
But so we're all mates. I work at Coles. You walk into Coles. You go to the health and beauty aisle to wait because I've got the goods.
You're going
to
give us some free shit.
Some goods.
Yeah.
Goodies.
You come over with a tube of Smarties.
That's where it gets confusing because M&M minis are in tubes, but Smarties are in boxes.
Great point. Listen, this is a dream, remember?
No, I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
So this is like a Smartie M&M hybrid.
Yeah. Which would speak to the dream. What's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Inception.
Inception, you know he's dreaming because the dreidel never drops.
And that's how you know you're
dreaming.
That's
how you know this is a dream because it's a tube full of Smarties when really...
It should be a box.
It should be a box.
Or a tube full of M&M minis.
Correct. So now we do know this dream is a real dream.
Like, yeah, we do. That's actually a confirmation.
Yes. Because we may have been there and not remembered.
Yeah. Might have been after our techie night.
It could have been. You go and fucking whack on the Coles bib.
Who knows? Now, what does this mean?
From a religious standpoint, Edward, the body of Christ.
I don't even know what the body of Christ is, really.
You know when you get like Holy Communion?
I didn't get Holy Communion.
Well, no, I didn't get it, but you get... Well, I think at school, actually, one of my primary schools, they made us do it, but...
I know body of Christ is like a religious term. I just don't know what it means, really.
You're meant to go eat the body of Christ and then drink his blood.
Oh, so that's
which
when
isn't weird at all.
Oh, so you line up and you have the bread, yeah. And then you have...
A wine.
Oh.
A bit fucking Harry McClary, they're giving wine to kids, or are we giving juice? Maybe we're giving juice.
Okay, can I unpack this further? If you're trying to eat the body of Edward Simpson... Mm. It stands to reason that there may be some, he's got it confused, some Smarties, insert M&M minis here, insert yoga mix.
Okay. So
is
you
that
have
the
Smartie, Smartie into yoga and you're just feeding dribblers the body of
Yoga is the blood of Edward Simpson. And then the Smarties that you mix in is the body of
which is the M&M mini. So I am essentially the walking embodiment
of the yoga gorilla.
Of the yoga mix.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
I think that's probably where
he was
going with
that. Usually you don't remember all of your dreams. So he probably missed a bit of it.
I'm sure that's what it was.
And the health and beauty aisle, you and I, young, healthy, beautiful, that's sort of the church of Hello Sport.
Our church is our health and our beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Hope we've helped.
Great fucking dribble.
Good dribble. Good back-to-back dribbles. Really strong.
G'day, Tom, Eddie, the punter and the dribbler. Also, a big shout out to Tobler, your legend, and go fuck yourself, Dior Dave.
Good stuff.
Anyway, I'm just fresh off the fiddle leaf fig dribble, and let me say you've picked one of the hardest plants to care for. Heaps of people kill them on the daily. My mum, she killed about 50 of them, but the trick to looking after them, she's got two. They're massive now. Cuts them back every week because they keep growing. You got to name the things. You got to name both plants and that'll get you to care for them. And those dead spots on the end, you're watering them too much. Tom, you're an idiot. You don't need to water them that much. Tobler, keep doing what you're doing. Maybe take a little bit of water off, but you're a legend. Go fuck yourself, Dior. Hope this helps.
A double fuck you to Dior. I will say this. If his mum killed 50 fiddle leaf plants and he has all the knowledge, then he's complicit in their murder.
I would say that if they've got it right after 50 killings, then they've found the good oil.
So you just think this guy's learnt his lesson?
He's learned his lesson.
As opposed to being...
It was a very slow lesson learned, granted. 50's a lot, and may they rest in peace, those poor fiddles. But if he's got two monsters on his hand now,
then
I think he's done the tough
stuff.
Do we
need to name our fiddle leaf?
Tobler. If it dies.
No, we're not calling a fucking Tobler. No disrespect to Tobler, but I don't want to disrespect the fiddle leaf.
Okay.
He needs its own name.
Keith.
What about Mean? Mean Fiddle. Like Mean Fiddler. Call him the Mean Fiddler.
Fiddler.
I also, upon reflection, do not hate Keith.
I think Keith because...
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Obviously, the company's name is Shane Keith Productions. And I think if it was called Keith,
he might have to start
fucking pulling his weight.
I tell you what else Steph does for fiddle leaves and shit at home, and I think she maybe even brought some stuff in for us once, is that whenever you have a banana, you like put the banana skin in water and just let it soak for fucking however long.
I've heard that before. I've heard there's power in banana water.
Tobler, you eat bananas, don't you?
No, I don't.
You're going to have to start. You're going to have to start eating bananas and then...
You got to look after Keith.
Welcome to the family, Keith.
Dude, you got to keep Keith alive.
Yeah,
that is
he's not dying on my watch.
We're adding that to your contract.
Oh, but I also want Keith to be big and
huge,
healthy.
Yeah,
he will be.
Keith needs to be imposing. Yes. Imagine if one day
you
Keith
need to walk in and go, "Fuck, dude, who's that?" You go, "That's Keith, bro.
That's Keith." You best fucking pay your respects. Like I would like to see Keith one day take up that entire pink wall.
Same. So would I. I think that'd be great, and I think it would be just what the doctor ordered for Keith.
Yeah.
Keith's corner.
Keith's corner. Love it. Welcome, Keith.
Hey boys, this is Zig Dribble here. Just wondering, is zinc that you apply to your face, is it zinc or is it something else that they put in sun cream? Is it something else? Is zinc or is zinc something else?
It's a great question.
Andy, what do you think about that? Thanks, boys.
Yeah, I'm glad he came to us for it as well.
That's a fucking great question.
I think it's zinc cream.
But has it got zinc in it? Has to.
I would hazard a guess and say yes.
Have you ever worn zinc? Are you a zinc guy?
Yeah, I used to. Especially now my nose is all fucked up. I don't mind a bit of zinc.
So the I've never been a zinc guy.
You tan pretty well. Just when I was very little.
Just because I'll just get sunscreen on there, right?
Yeah. The problem with zinc is it stays.
All day?
Mm.
How do you get it off?
Rub it. Swim. You know? But there is something about it, like... And there's a utility to it. I tell you what zinc cream reminds me of. Sensible shoes. Like, sure, they're sensible and they're probably comfortable and they're probably good for what you're doing, like if you're walking, but you do kind of look Magoo as fuck.
It depends on the setting. Like,
unless you're a cricketer.
Listen, if you're playing cricket, zinc's play on. But well, if you've just got zinc on because you're going for a fucking walk, it's probably a little bit over the top.
If I took the family down to the beach and I had zinc cream on my face.
Yeah. And a rashie.
Yeah, and a rashie. Like, that's sensible dad.
Yeah, that is sensible.
That's Magoo as fuck.
100%. And then you put on those brown shoes that you get from my, you know, those
Rivers.
Fucking Rivers.
Rivers.
Thank you very
Rivers
much.
Rivers shirt, Rivers shoes, Rivers boardies.
Yeah, just Rivers.
Top to bottom.
Just Rivers top to bottom.
And that's not a shot at Rivers, but it is a shot at Rivers.
And listen, you know, you might be able to, you might try and justify your shoes to people at barbecues.
They're really comfortable.
Because you're hearing sniggers, and you know exactly what it's about. People are sniggering at you because you look fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you can try to preach comfort and sensibility all you want.
Yeah.
But you still look like a Magoo.
You still look Magoo and you're covered in zinc.
You're head to toe in zinc, bro.
Yeah.
It's too much zinc.
No, it is too much zinc. Do we know if zinc is in zinc?
Yeah, so zinc that you wear on your face playing cricket is zinc oxide, which is essentially the same thing as zinc, the chemical element, but paired with equal parts oxygen. And so what the oxygen does, it makes it more bearable, I think, for your skin, and it reflects the sunlight, which is what the main thing zinc does, which makes it different from sunscreen. Because it doesn't really...
So it's like,
so
it's like,
it just reflects the sunscreen.
So it's like if we take hydrogen and we put oxygen with it, we get water. It's like if you take zinc and you put oxygen with it, you get zinc face cream.
Well, you'd need two hydrogen for every one oxygen.
But yes.
But you get equal parts, yes.
H2O, correct.
Yes.
Daddy has left the building. Daddy's checking out.
It's like how in a margarita, there's two parts tequila to one part lime.
Daddy's back in the building.
I've always liked three parts to one. Yeah. It's just me.
Tequila? Yeah. Well, I'd prefer to taste the tequila, if that's what you're saying.
It's what I'm saying.
I'm in agreement with that. Listen, I think we got there with that fucking zinc.
No, we answered it.
We answered that.
Hey, boys. Tom, Eddie, Tobler, Dior, Arjun. Arjun, you said the play, guys. Boys, I'm out of Oxford Street. I'm a progressive dribbler. And I'm calling. I'm doing a redo of my previous dribble, so... Or delete that dribble. It's about baby names. Boys, what is the dribbliest name you can call your child? Boys, I'm not joking. I'm going to call my kid Ruben. After the hottest player in the league, Ruben Garrick, it's not as a mate, it's not a joke. I'm calling my kid Ruben. And my second kid is gonna be called... Yeah, Ruben, for my second kid, it's going to be called Bradman. Now, you might think that I'm just doing this for dribble. I'm not doing this for dribble. I love you, boys.
He's got a kid on the way.
But I'm actually naming my two kids this.
Top, give it.
So,
Imagine this cunt screaming down the block.
Tom, Eddie, please give me a pay rise. Thank you. Okay, that's awesome. I define my week around you. I define my week around you, and I love you so much. Goodbye.
What a sweet young man.
What a lovely young man.
Yeah. What a lovely young man. Sounds like a friend of Arjun as well. Arjun's a new social media content creator we've brought on.
Yes.
Who I think was in the background asking for a pay rise very early, Arj. We do like your work.
Too early.
Super early.
Woo up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably didn't think he was going to make it on here.
Woo up.
Woo up. Whoa, Nelly. Now, baby name Dribbler. That was, as far as delivery goes, I'm not joking, potentially it's up there with my favorite ever deliveries of just the way he delivers.
Just
that
screaming down the blower.
And I don't think that like screaming generally works, but there was something about the way this man was delivering the scream.
I tell you what it was, is that screams can be off-putting, but there was something weirdly comforting about that
I was
scream.
Really enjoying it. It was like he needed to get the dribble out because he was getting chased by someone, but he was also really enthusiastic. It was like, I need to get this out because I'm passionate about what I'm saying.
He was excited about it, really pumped about the dribble.
I will say this, I don't think Ruben's a dribbly baby name because it's completely reasonable to name your child Ruben off the back of Ruben Garrick, such as the physical, you know, magnitude, magnificence, magnetism of the man.
Mm.
You know, looking at Ruben is like looking at a nature shot like we've got here.
Bradman is getting dribblier.
Bradman's getting dribblier.
But Ruben's not dribblier.
No.
There's a lot of Rubens out there.
I think it's probably like, if you want to go super dribbly, it'd be naming the kid like the full name of a person and then having their last name.
Which I'm pretty sure we've heard.
I swear we have.
And I'm struggling to fucking think of who it was.
Like if someone was called like Don Bradman Simpson.
That'd be
That would be dribbly as fuck. We might have just said this once on a stream, but we did like the idea of like a female NRL player who's of like sort of, you know, South American descent. You know, maybe one like a Spanish parent and then like one Australian parent.
But the way it's spelt, you don't need.
Well, no, the thing is, I think you need the Spanish influence and the Australian influence, because the Australian influence it dictates the spelling.
Yes.
And that would be Kay Sadia. So like K-A-Y-E and then like Sadia being the second name.
Wasn't it Kaysa?
K-A-Y. No, because it was Sadia. S-apostrophe-D-Y-A or something.
Yeah, yeah, Sadia.
Kay Sadia. And then maybe like
an Australian
last name.
So it's just Kay Sadia.
Yeah.
Kay Sadia Smith.
Yes. That'd be good. And Braxton Hicks, dude.
Now that's
Braxton Hicks pure, definitely plays.
That is pure unadulterated rugby league.
Yeah,
right.
Braxton
there.
Hicks has definitely king hit someone on the field.
There was I can't remember if we've spoken about this before, but there was the Bunnies reserve second rower who played in the trials, who was named after Gordon Tallis.
His name was Tallis.
His name's Tallis.
Yeah, see, that's good.
That's good
dribbly.
We met a kid in Brisbane, not this guy. We met a kid in Brisbane called Tallis, and he was tiny. And it was ironic, but he was literally named after Gordon Tallis as well.
There'd be a lot of kids out there named after Gordon Tallis and Wally Lewis.
Tyson Fury, named after Mike Tyson, now the heavyweight champion of the world.
There you go. So basically anything that is named after, well, I think Quesadilla
Smith. We are in a very sort of Mexican cuisine phase of the studio as well. It's kind of all we eat at the moment.
Tom and I basically will find something new to eat and fucking pound it into the earth until we get over it.
Until
we can't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
And we have to just keep moving on.
Yeah.
Like we gave Fishbowl one of the great humpings of all time and now hard to look at it.
They've also moved away from across the road, which probably changed things a lot.
It did
as well.
Change things.
It doesn't travel well.
Because we were getting it fresh and it doesn't travel that well. Now we're on to Mad Mex, and we've just been plowing that shit with reckless
amount. Mad Mex burritos.
Mad Mex shits all over Guzman and Gomez. It does. And don't come with that Zambrero bullshit or Zambrero, whatever the fuck it's called.
Listen, I'm happy to try it all, but at the moment, having sampled them all, Mad Mex burritos are head and shoulders above the fucking competition.
Head and shoulders.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
It's not close.
And there's no disrespect to Guzman and Gomez.
It's not. I still like Guzman and Gomez.
It's just a flat out reality of the world.
It's the quality of the ingredients in there as well. Like it's a bit fresher.
It's paddock to fucking table farm to table or whatever.
Farm to table, paddock to plate.
Paddock to plate. It's real paddock to plate vibes from Mad Mex. So shout out to you. You're doing great work.
Reach out.
How is that relevant? Not sure.
Nah, fuck it. South American.
Shout out to Cassidy Smith, who would snap you in half.
She would snap you in half, and she'd win the female equivalent Dally M, whatever that is. Or is it called the Dally M? I think it is.
No, I think it's different.
No, it's named after someone.
It shouldn't be.
Isn't it named after someone? A female player? Which would make sense to me.
Yes, it would make sense.
Might just be called the... Oh, yep, hang on. Oh no.
Taking too long.
Yeah, really good stuff from you, Dave. Thank you. Let's move on.
Okay. It might just be called the
do your own research.
Yeah. You guys can work that out for yourselves.
Yeah, we can work that one out.
Hey boys. It's the Matt Streety at the beach dribbler here. Just ringing in regards to the story that you guys posted with Streety at the beach. First of all, it was fucking hilarious. A little bit of mayo from Streety, which I love. Firstly, my name's Brado, not Gary. And when I saw him in the beach, I said, "Hey, Streety." And he sort of looked at me and I could tell he was like, "Fuck, who is this bloke?" Sure, I know. And I'm like, "Oh, don't worry, I'm just a dribbler." Anyway, he's like, "Oh, what's your name?" I said, "Oh, it's Brado." Somehow that's Gary. And we're just talking. And then my brother was at the beach. I was like, "Oh, hey, Tom, Streety." He's like, "Oh, Streety, how you on?" And then Streety's like, "Hey, mate, how are you?" And just get pumped by this wave. And we just see his head pop out of the water about 5 meters from where we were talking to him. And anyway, he like walks back over and we're still talking in the wave, just floating about. We had a bit of small talk and stuff. And then anyway, he goes to leave and goes, "Right, boys, I better go. I'll catch you later." I'm like, "Yeah, see ya." Sweet, we're watching him walk out and we're just laughing, saying, "What a man, like. He seems like an absolute legend." And as he's walking out, we just see this wave fucking pummel him into the ground. And we saw his feet were up in the air. Like, he was just rolling, doing tumble turns in the water. He gets out, like, off his knees, stands up, and starts walking out. And he's got, like, sand on his back and everything. Did not wipe any of it. Just started walking in a straight line. And we were pissing ourselves, saying, "He knows we're still watching you. Watching him, and he's just exactly how you boys describe him." It was like meeting your favorite movie character, but it was in real life. And it was like we were in a movie scene just watching it all unfold. And like, yeah, just one of the funniest things ever. I had a hangover and that cured it. It can confirm it was a rough day out there. But yeah, shout out to Streety, you absolute legend. Cheers, boys.
Yeah, mate, that is funny. I do feel like I heard that before, but I also don't know if I have heard it before.
No, we've definitely heard it before. We have to have.
I don't think so, because last week was the nudes dribbles.
When did it come through?
The week before that, Tom was sick, so we didn't do a dribbler pod.
That's not a bad point.
When did it come through?
That was 4th of March.
What's the date?
It's the 21st.
Yeah, so 3 weeks ago. We might have heard it. There's no way that was deja vu, because it was like that was the longest deja vu of all time.
Yeah, I know.
And I knew what he was going to say next.
Yeah. I felt like...
You know what, though? Put it in again.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that again. Let us know. Maybe it wasn't in there. I feel like we've heard it before, though, but that was still funny for me.
You don't want to burn good street content.
Fuck it.
So we don't want to risk it.
Let it roll.
Put it in. Shout out to Streety. He just delivers.
He does deliver. Dude,
time after time.
Actually, I'll leave that one out. You just keep going.
Hi, this is the accountant dribbler here. I just wanted to know your thoughts on, you know, Preston Mania as a whole. It would be, you know, something you'd note from the hill, the Eastern Hill of the Manly Seagulls game. A couple of dribblers out there with the Preston Mania shirt. So I want to know your thoughts on, is Preston Mania a thing and will it take hold of the nation? All right, dribble out, hero.
Did he score on the weekend?
Who's he talking about?
Preston. He's like a back row for the Dogs.
Jake Preston?
Yeah.
I think he debuted against Manly. All his boys were there.
But he's a Manly local. So he's a Manly local junior, debuted for the Dogs. at Brookie, almost scored. All his boys were on the hill wearing those fucking T-shirts. Had a try denied, actually.
I think he scored the next week.
I think he scored against the Storm.
That was the next week.
Preston Mania, will it take over?
It's too early to tell, to be honest.
If he scores a couple of fucking tries every week, probably, yeah.
If he came back to Manly, it might. Don't know about the Dogs.
Probably not the Dogs.
I hope the best for the young boy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Was there a video of him telling his old man starts crying, that he was debuting?
I didn't see that.
Might have been. Really heartwarming stuff if it was.
It'd be nice to give your parents that sort of a moment, wouldn't it?
I'd be a mess, bro. An absolute mess.
Telling your dad you were debuting?
No,
or as in
if I was hearing that my boy was debuting.
Dude. Yeah. Evie fucking showed me a fucking rock she glued eyes onto and I'm like, damn, that's good. So I can't imagine what it'd be like having a child do something like that. Anyway, I'm not prepared to say Preston Manning's taking over the world. Like the kid. Happy for the kid. Kid's good. You made your NRL dream come true.
Kid can play. Good support for the kid. Obviously, the kid's a good kid.
Kid's a good kid.
A lot of kids like that kid.
Yeah. Kid's got friends.
So that's a great sign for the kid. But
I'm not into
mania.
Nah, not yet. And as a friend of the kid, you should be wooing up on the hype of the kid. You don't want to overhype the kid.
You don't want to overhype a kid.
Let the kid get hyped on his own terms.
Because the kid could be anything.
Yeah.
But you got to leave the kid to his own devices.
Yep. So we'll up.
Makes sense?
He's up on the kid. Oh. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I need you. Do, 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 do.
All right. Can I play one or do you want to sing some more?
Look. Play one. I reckon play one.
Okay. Put him out of his misery.
Well, I was loving it.
Talking about me.
Oh. So why is this not?
Put us out of our misery.
Am I still connected there, Tobbs?
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you.
Okay, we're on.
And just, g'day boys, it's the Desperate Bulldog Dribbler here. And just want to say that it's an honour to now be a part of the Hello Sport 11. Fucking terrific. I just want to let you know what I bring to the table, boys. I am a bowler and a plumber of note. My best ever bowling figures from juniors and seniors is 5-4. That was in under-12 fucking grand final, which won us the game. And I am currently 4 wickets away from 100 career wickets. So,
wow.
Fucking pretty handy with the ball.
Is he counting his underage work?
So, good for the team. Oh, also, so. Dior, so. I feel like now you saying fucking oath cunt is now warranted for me being in the 11 and bringing up that fucking beautiful gold belt. So, yeah, cheers, boys. Have a good one.
Yeah, so that's the...
One of the great belts ever made.
Yeah, it's a fucking great belt. The Desperate Bulldogs Dribbler provide us the About Even Championship belt, which we are all fighting for, tooth and nail, currently on About Even.
And just one of the most incredible belts ever made.
Yeah, it's fucking
dope. It must be said. It's fucking unbelievable.
If that guy is counting career wickets, I can only hope to Christ that he's including his under-13s, under-12s, whatever. Like, that's...
Well, that's a career. It's part of
that's
career.
A career. You're right. I'd actually prefer if career wickets went all the way back.
I wanted to go all the way back to the first wicket you took.
Yeah, I would never.
Obviously, you can have first class wickets and, you know, test wickets if you're a test player. But there should be a career wickets column. All your work.
Yep.
Every scalp.
Every single scalp you got.
I'll tell you this. At the time, when he was 12, that grand final was his ashes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was everything to him.
Yeah.
He's taken 5-4 in that game. That should be included.
I fucking know that should be. It's his first fifer.
It's his first fifer. Well, it might not have been.
Might not have been his first.
It was a grand final fifer.
It was a fifer of consequence.
Fucking oath it was. It's a fifer you tell stories about 20 years, 30 years later.
You get that ball shellacked. You get it fucking imprinted with your name and your date and all that. And it's mounted on the mantelpiece.
100%. 100%.
In the man cave.
Made some of my best work. Was when I was a youngster.
I got a hat trick in a backyard cricket game that deserved to have a mounted ball. Because it literally was, it was three aside. So I wiped them out, 1, 2, 3, first 3 balls of the innings.
Yeah, see, backyard cricket counts as well.
Yeah, fucking know that does.
It's all important, punters and dribblers.
Shout out to Zach Kasimatis and his Christmas parties back in the day. They were really fun. Anyway, I did take a hat trick there, though. I'm just, I mean, if you wanted to confirm it, he could. I'm not encouraging him to reach out or anything. But
does he listen?
Fucking don't know. I assume that, like, everyone does.
Zach, if you are listening,
and I also assume that no one does,
and you were watching this hat trick take place, can you confirm it? Because Tom doesn't mind mayo.
First three balls in, it was three aside. He had a mini, like, basketball tennis court sort of thing in his backyard, and it was three aside cricket, and they were chasing our score, and I went bang, bang, bang.
Good night.
Thanks for coming. Then we lost in the final, so whatever, not a big deal.
Confirm it, Zach.
Let's move on.
Final against who?
Smart Tom, mates. Eddie, Bior, your turncoat Gimp, punters and the dribblers. First time, long time here. SMP dribbler, sweet mustard pickle. I've just been going through the back catalogue and heard some chat about a Tickle Me Blocker doll, which got me very, very horny. And, yeah, just want to get an update on when we can expect that from the boys. Alrighty. Thanks, lads. Kieran Foran, a Titan forever. Manly premierships, never.
Didn't need that sign off, but I do appreciate the gentleman bringing back into the forefront of the punter and dribbler's mind the Tickle Me Blocker.
I'd forgotten about the Tickle Me Blocker.
Well, dude, so the Tickle Me Blocker, for those of you who don't know, obviously it was an offshoot of Tickle Me Elmo, and if you tickle the blocker, he basically says shit like, the game's got soft.
Yeah. Back in my day.
Oh, he put one on his chin.
Shit like that.
Yeah, and it's a Tickle Me Blocker.
Like, good honest blockerism.
Yeah, yeah.
When the game used to be fucking tough.
Tough. But
uncompromised.
Some dribbler at the time was like, mate, I'll make one for you. And I was like, that'll get you a baggy green, cunt. And he just went cold. And then we were looking into it for a second, but then this guy was adamant and he was making one for us. So it was like, all right, we'll make us a Tickle Me Blocker. And then he never did. But I now want to get that the wheels in motion for that again.
I think you and I get the wheels in motion.
Yep.
100%. And listen,
if anyone out there is in the toy making business and you know, like, how we get that designed and shit,
because I don't want to fuck around. I want this to be legit.
I want it to be legit and made and, like, as soon as possible for 2023.
Do you reckon I'd have to have a word with Blocker?
No.
You just send him one.
Send him one.
He'd love it.
Yeah. They're more, we're not trying to. I don't think, I could be wrong, but the Tickle Me Blocker may not be like a stocking filler for children, right? So it's more of a joke.
I think Tickle Me Blocker is a stocking filler.
Well, maybe it will sell. Here I am thinking it won't.
You wouldn't buy a Tickle Me Blocker? Yeah, it rocks in your head. What a gift. Tickle Me Blocker. Perfect for man caves.
Perfect
for man caves.
Could you make like a... Now, this is going to get crass. I don't want to get crass. But just off the back of our chat earlier, could you get like a finger me someone and they've just got a little bumhole and you're fucking...
Well, look into that one.
Yeah, I don't know who would like that.
I think we'd probably start with Tickle Me Blocker.
And then a finger me... Don't know. Richard Gere?
Well, that's a,
that's a gerbil. That's a gerbil. Well, you bet, he comes with a little toy gerbil. You poop it up, stick it up his...
Jesus Christ.
What? These are adult toys here.
Yeah, they are. Well, no, they're for the bedroom.
Well, I don't mean sexually. I just mean like they're a bit of fun for
adults. Well, I think the gerbil one probably is.
Well, yeah, but it's a toy gerbil up a toy Richard Gere's ass.
And then he's putting it up his own ass.
Yeah, or you put it up his ass for him, but it's like it's attached. So like, for example, Evie and Zoe have toy baby dolls, right? And attached is like a dummy that you can put in their mouth.
So you get,
so you'd have a little gerbil attached
ones,
to him.
Yeah,
and you put it in. Put it up his bum and he goes,
more.
And then also like a squeaking noise of a gerbil inside him once it goes in. He goes, and he's just like...
The gerbil me Richard. Jesus Christ. That's grim.
Things to think about.
We need two toys made.
Yeah. The Tickle Me Blocker.
Which we will be made. And they're stocky. That's a. And
no, you'd that's
have,
good.
You'd have a little bottle opener in his hand and shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And one fist is clenched like he's about to put one in your chin.
Oh, yeah. And he's fucking out. Ready to fucking
it's
punch
rock
on.
Hard. Like, it's got something in there that's really hard.
Yeah.
Like,
cause, yeah. Or he's got knuckle busters on.
Yeah. He'll crack ya.
Tickle Me Blocker coming to a fucking. Come to Hallisport.shop soon.
Yeah. And same with the gerbil me Richard.
G'day, boys. This is the adult circumcision dribbler here. Now, I was just listening to the circumcision chat, the foreskin versus no foreskin sensitivity. Now, having had an adult circumcision about 6 months ago for medical reasons, I can confirm I've got a ball in both courts here. So I feel like I'm pretty qualified to talk about this. Now, yes, it is horrible it sounds, but 6 months in now, and to be honest, I don't notice much difference in sensitivity. Now, it's kind of a bit more interesting now. So if I had to compare it to something, you know how when they, I don't know if it's when they're pulling cows out or something, you know how when they put the massive glove on and they stick your hand up the cow's ass and you get shit all over it and you pull it out and there's no shit on your actual hand? Now, being circumcised kind of feels like you've gone gloveless. So you got no glove and you're just covered in shit. That's what I would compare it to.
You're not fucking selling it to me.
No, it's not really as bad as it sounds. Having a ball in both courts, yeah, I feel like I'm pretty qualified to talk about this. So, yeah, I don't notice much difference. So, I hope that one puts that one to bed.
Well, it doesn't really, dude.
Adult circumcision soon. Broncos 13 plus forever.
Adult circumcisions is such a fucking huge day. I think he obviously needed it.
I think he probably could have used a better analogy.
That wasn't a great analogy.
It wasn't. He didn't do himself many favors with the analogy. That's all I'd say.
Yeah, it didn't serve to inspire confidence in the circumcision option.
No, it didn't.
When he's gone from having one to another.
He basically just said that you pull it out, you got poo in your cock.
Which is also like, again, you know, that's not ideal.
His words.
He's
not ours. Marinating that.
What I'll say is this. If you have gone through both and you call up the Dribbler Hotline to peddle your new way of life, do it better than that guy. That was awful. It was a great dribble, but just like an awful attempt at justifying your new position of circumcised.
On we go.
Last one.
Tom, Eddie, Eeyore and Tobler, it's the toilet paper dribbler here. Just listening to your dribbler hotline potty, hearing the chat about fouries, and I've just heard your last dribbler about getting piss stains on the front of your pants at the pub, or just in general in life. If you're not wiping your dick with toilet paper afterwards, you're a fucking grub. I don't care who you are. I don't care why you're not doing it. I've had this conversation with many mates at the pub. You wipe your dick after you piss. It's not hard. Just a little tap, little bit of a wipe. It cleans it right up. No piss stains. No worry. You're not walking out of there and feel a little bit of dribble in your jocks.
Wow.
Just give it a wipe. It's not hard. You're not wasting that much shit of paper anyway. Dribbler out.
What if you're at the urinal, bruh? Are you nipping into the fucking thing with your pee-pee hanging out just to go and get some paper to dab the end of your dong?
Listen, we've been over it before. If you get the junk out and the waistband away from putting pressure on the shaft,
yes,
which causes a bit of a stem or a blockage.
You mean like at the base?
Of the base?
Underneath.
That's right.
The undercarriage.
You can slow the stream.
Yeah.
And in doing so, leave some there. If you relieve that pressure, a good, honest Australian shake's all you need.
That's all you need, mate. That's all you need. One of those, you know that meme where it's like the two hands just... Give it a good shake.
Give it a good shake.
Give it a good fucking shake.
That's it.
And now, if
you... Give it a fucking good, honest, proper man shake as well.
Yeah, give it a man shake. Shout out to Adam McDougall. If you... This is because there's probably this... I'm assuming there's a technique involved as well, right? Like, for the unsullied... people who still have foreskins, I would encourage just a little bit of a pullback to make sure that any excess moisture under there.
Get it out of the way. Pull the hood back. That's
101.
That's pissing 101. Yeah. Hood back. Hood we know back. This. Don't piss through the hood. What are you, fucking six? No. Pull the hood back. Give it a good honest spray and then give it a fucking Australian shake. That's it.
I tell you what it's similar to in shaking it. Cracking a wit like an Australian. Just crack it.
Fucking oath. Like an old stockman.
Yes.
100%.
Like a stockman would.
Give it a stockman shake. And in doing so,
not, you don't need to dab the tip of your dick with toilet paper.
Well, how are you gonna do that when you're at the fucking
urinal?
At the urinal.
Urinals, no, anywhere. It's just. But also, like,
I'm not going to a sporting event, right? Where the fucking where there's about two shitters and 500 blokes lining up. What, you're gonna line up for the shitters, or are you gonna go to the urinal
just to dab your pee pee?
No.
Shake it.
No, shake it. Shake it. Shake it properly.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
I mean, come on. Like, that seems obvious. You don't dab your penis. I honestly think that... I don't think that you are even in the minority. I'd say that you might be the only person on planet Earth.
And listen...
Who dabs their dick.
Ladies have to wipe because they can't shake that thing.
They can't shake their persuages on a toilet.
They can't hold it and...
Stockman whip that thing.
Give it the old bus bus.
You can't bus bus a vagina.
You can't. Not as well.
No. Like, I mean, you know.
And that's where I will leave it.
I think that's where we leave it for today.
It's been a hell of an episode.
I love it.
I really enjoyed that.
I love it.
Okay. Bye-bye. We need submissions.
Next week, submissions. We would like to hear the most fucked up ways you've been broken up with.
I don't want to hear about how you did it. I want to hear what happened to you. A la Tom before Bali.
But like, you might have a horrible breakup story that maybe you did break up with them, but you don't want to hear one where it's like, oh, fucking just like treated someone like an absolute piece of shit. If you were treated like shit, that's funny. But if you're treating other people like shit, that's not really funny. So like, fucked up breakup yarns like mine. As you know, 2 weeks before the holiday, Steph dumped me. We'd meant to go on a holiday with Eddie and Ella and Street and Carly. And then I didn't go. And then I had to basically parachute into Bracey's fucking family holiday. And
then wore fucking jeans out in Cooter. And wore jeans sat on out the in Cooter,
just like McLovin. Bracey picked up, left me alone in the Cooter toilets.
Bemo slept on the shitter, basically.
I basically sat on the shitter. And then I got food poisoning on the way home. Awful breakup yarns, if you got them. Dribbler Hotline, it's in our bio, but I may as well fucking read it as well. Of course, my phone's not unlocking. 02-8123-2100. That's the Dribbler Hotline for another week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Could you two just not talk anymore?